We're in plenty of danger of being cold and wet and hungry, but not much danger of dying.
That is something important to remember about Erin McKittrick and her husband, Hig, whose full name is Brettwood Mark Higman, but who is known throughout A Long Trek Home and throughout life as simply Hig. The couple sits in the studio with their children, 2-year-old Katmai and baby Latuya. Katmai was conceived in the last month of the trip. A Long Trek Home is a story about life. It's about the beauty of wild places, the power of solitude. It's not an adventure about cheating death.
I think we even had an interview along the way where we were asked to like rank ourselves like in a 1 to 10 scale for risk taking, and we picked like 4 and 5, and the interviewer was like, what are you talking about? You guys must be like level 10 for risk taking. And just like, no, not really. Everything we do is pretty safe. I mean, you know, we're cautious. We think it through. I mean, we're just out there for a long time, but but the dangers are, you can pretty easily like figure them out and analyze them and not do anything that risks getting killed. And most of the time, I think we did really well with not being in much danger.
McKittrick and Hig left their apartment in Seattle in the summer of 2007 after Hig finished his graduate degree in geology. They literally handed the landlord the keys and started walking. The pair, who had taken several weeks-long treks in Alaska before, had spent months planning a route that would enable them to use pack rafts as much as possible. A pack raft is exactly what the name suggests, a rugged 5-pound inflatable raft that can carry one person and her gear through some fairly big water. Once they escaped the urban environment of Puget Sound, the pack rafts allowed McKittrick and Hig to link together overland hiking with river crossings and short saltwater legs of a few miles all the way up the coast of Alaska. The plan worked beautifully until November and their planned crossing of Icy Bay west of Yakutat.
The worst mistake we made on the whole trip was attempting to pack raft across Icy Bay when there was wind-blown packed ice on the far shore. It was dicey because we had to basically fight the wind and get all the way back to where we started because you just couldn't make it through the ice.
Picture ice blown by the wind and packed up against the shore. That same wind is driving us into that ice. The ice is small, little chunks. You can't walk across it or paddle through it. So there's no option other than to just, you know, struggle against that wind.
Even though they were hardened by 5 months of near-continuous travel, the Icy Bay crossing took McKittrick and Hig to the brink of exhaustion. They eventually made it, but I won't give away that part of the story or tell you about how they transitioned into winter travel, turning their pack rafts into sledges, which they towed behind them on skis. Instead, let's skip to the end, to Unimak Island, when McKittrick realized the long trek was over.
He stepped on the ferry at False Pass and then realized, like, we could go somewhere without consciously taking ourselves there. After a whole year where, you know, you have to, like, literally, you know, put your foot in front of the other foot or stick your paddle in or slide your ski forward, like, the ferry could just go really fast. And we could just sit there and it would go somewhere. And that was really strange.
McKittrick concedes that simply talking about the trip is sometimes difficult. Most people do a double take and somehow seem to misunderstand that she and Hig walked from Seattle to the Aleutians without stopping, without relying on motorized transport of any kind. For the big picture, she's got her presentation, and now there's a movie. As for everything else, wearing out 6 pairs of shoes, at least as many ski boots, countless socks, waking up buried in snow.
And maybe people don't really want to know completely what it's like anyway.
McKittrick, Hig, Katmai, and Latuya now make their home in Seldovia, near Hig's parents. They've started an environmental nonprofit called GroundTruthTrekking.org. They plan to make the trip again in 20 years or so. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.